And it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Now, of course, regular listener, which is what you are, you'll know that we are our only reason for being here, our raison d'etre, if you will, is to please Lenny Henry, who is so excited about diversity that wherever he can see it happening, he is thrilled. Excited is the word I use for, as you know, he will tent his premiere in Sheets. He's so excited about the notion of diversity. We are the most diverse programme in British broadcasting. I would say nay, in the entire world, because we're the only ones with a diversity paper review where people from diversity review the papers. Yesterday, Zena, she's our black one, came in. And back with us today, it's the turn of Johnny, who is...
A Jew.
Well done. So, what have you in the papers today for us, Johnny?
So, John, we're starting off with Dermot O'Leary coming back to the X Factor, £1.5 million fee to return for the show for the year.
All right.
Any thoughts?
None. You're doing the pay-per-view, not me.
Well, I mean, I like Dermot. I think Caroline and Ollie last year were awful.
So I'll stop you there. Who? What?
Ollie. You know, Ollie.
What are you talking about?
Is that the old place a lot of the time?
What are you on about?
Ollie Mars.
I don't know what that is. I'm an adult person. What are you doing with your chair against the... Scraping it. I don't know what that... Is he the one with the hat?
Yeah.
Fine.
Anyway, Dermot's coming back to the X Factor.
Yes.
He had a year off.
Oh, I've never seen it. I've never
watched it. Have
you not? No. Why would I watch the X Factor?
Because everyone else is watching it.
No, they're not. How many people watch the X Factor?
5.6 million.
Right. How many people in this country?
5.6 million.
No. Think again.
60 million.
Thank you. So it's not really that popular, is it?
Yeah.
Well, overall...
Well, if Dermot's coming back, you never know.
I didn't even know he'd left.
No.
Why did he leave? Had he been sexting another programme or something? Like Vernon Kay? Did he? Is that what he's doing?
No.
So what happened is Dermot O'Leary, right, he's seeing the X Factor.
Right.
But he's sexted something else. Is that right? And he's gone off and with the other programme, but now he's back with the original programme because it's forgiven him. Is that right? Is that what's happened?
I mean, I
get confused about showbiz.
Last week, we spoke about the Queen and what she does with Prince Edward. So,
I hope she doesn't do anything with Prince Edward. Because that would technically be wrong and illegal on many levels.
Whatever the Prince is called.
She sired him.
The Duke of Edinburgh. Whatever she did with him. So, I'm not even getting involved in that.
You just brought it up.
Well, let's move him aside. Let's
the
move
worst down. Paper reviewer ever.
Yeah, sack me. Anyway, Dermot's coming back. He's going back to X Factor at 1.5 million. Anyway, right.
But hang on, whoa. The X Factor, is this because the X Factor is sort of dying on his arse, basically? Is this because the ratings are going, you know, I mean, there's even fewer than 5.6. Is that a low? I don't know. Is that a low point for it or a high? Where it was failing, am I right?
Yes.
It is. It's like they should turn it into an academy then. Right? So if it's like a school, a failing school, what happens? Turn it into an academy. So turn it into a fame academy, which, oh no, wait, that already exists. Did that fail? That failed as well. See? Academies don't work, government. See? There's your proof. What's the next story?
Next story is the Daily Express, page 20 today. Couple who live like the Saxons.
The band Saxon?
The boring Saxons, the historian Saxons.
Oh, right. I thought you meant the new wave of British heavy metal band, the Saxon, the lead singer Biff Byford.
I mean, I know S Club 7, and that's about it.
Yes, I can tell that by looking at you.
Yeah, I thought so much. Retired teachers Steve, 64, Judith, 65, spent two decades painstaking recreating their property. They've made it all Saxon-like. Can you imagine living on a woolen bed? Not a proper bed, but just a bit of cotton.
Well, hang on, cotton or wool, make your mind up.
Whatever it is. Just stop bullying me. I'm not doing this again.
Let's have a look.
This is a favour to you.
That's what you love it.
Let's two Jonathans together.
Let's have a look.
So they look really plain and boring.
Yeah. So they. But hang on. Why? I mean, it's a modicum of research.
Do you know?
Just why?
Well, they seem interesting. Actually, though, they say that they're using it to help. Students with behavioural problems.
Right.
I don't really see the correlation between having a behavioural problem and being back as a Saxon person. So I'm not actually quite sure why. They're just doing it.
Right. Okay. So, but they are. How far are they going? I mean, are they eschewing all of modern life, Johnny? Is that what's happening?
Yes, they are.
So there's no electricity.
No.
There's no modern life.
And there's no. They can't hear you in the afternoons on the lunchtime show.
There's just well. you know, given this is held together by basically wool and cotton and string, they probably could. Have you seen the state of this?
Well, I have seen the state of this, but also, the paleos. Do you know the paleo diet, the caveman diet?
Tell me.
It's where you only eat what caveman ate 5,000 years ago.
Right, so like 5,000 years ago?
Yeah, so it has to be
when
natural.
When cavemen existed.
It has to be all natural.
Right.
And man-made. So they could do that. So there is some...
5,000 years ago. Fine. All right, so what do they eat? Berries?
Yeah, an avocado, aubergine.
Avocado. Well, popping down the old prehistoric Waitrose for some quinoa and some kale.
Right, we're moving on.
Okay.
Saved minutes from death and still clinging onto her hair handbag. A pensioner swims after departing liner. So this is in the Mirror today, page 4. There's a cruise ship and for some reason the woman got off the boat in the middle of the sea and she was trying to get her handbag. That was the issue.
Is that the story? Read it again.
A British pensioner who swam out at sea at night trying to catch her departing cruise ship was kept afloat for hours by her handbag.
So she didn't drop her hand.
That's nothing like what the big title says. I'm going to show you this, Tom.
So is this a paper? Is this a paper review where you just look at the headline?
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
So the headline is saved minutes from death and still clinging onto her handbag.
Yes.
Okay, I interpreted like that.
Yeah.
And we read on. A British pensioner.
As is traditional in a paper review.
As it is. A British pensioner who swam out to sea at night, tried to catch her departing cruise ship, was kept afloat for hours by her handbag. That completely changes the story.
Well, yes, but had you read it?
I mean, you know, the ship was leaving the harbour at 8 p.m. on its way to Bristol. She was fully dressed with her shoes and clutching her bag as she was pulled from the water at 12:28 a.m. Yeah, I don't really see the story in this, to be honest.
The story is, because I read it earlier, I think, is that she had a row with her husband. And she thought he was on the ship, so she swam after it. Whereas actually he was on a plane flying home.
I was going to say, would you really want to go and chase your husband on the ship?
Well,
he's probably trying to get away from her.
Yes, good. Yeah. Well, you know, it's been an interesting paper for you, certainly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. Out of all the ones we have, you're my favourite.
Is that because I bought in a massive chocolate cake yesterday?
No, I didn't have any of that.
Yeah, funny. Let's just go on this, right? I bought in a massive chocolate cake with cream eggs and mini eggs. I didn't actually make it. I got someone to make it for us.
Okay.
John looks at it and goes, I was like, John, do you want some cake? He goes, no. Everyone else is like putting their hands in it, grabbing bits and bobs. John's like, no.
Yeah, but be honest with you, would you touch anything that had been soiled by the hand of Paul Ross? No.
No, because I was the first one to have the cake. And
yeah,
I
but,
didn't
everyone,
have anything after
but
that.
You said everyone's been putting their hands in this, and in your definition of everyone, that must include Paul Ross, and I know where his hands have been. So I don't, you know, there could be anything in that cake.
Yeah, well.
You know.
We love you, Paul.
Well, I'm not saying I don't love him. That's all. Johnny, thank you for coming in to review the papers, the headlines, some of the words in the papers for us. It's been a pleasure as ever. That is Johnny. When are you back tomorrow? Tomorrow morning.
Oh, I'm back on tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We have got Lucerman's Cal McGiffin coming into the studio, and we've also got a guy called Sean Atwood. Now, he was in America's Deadliest Prison. It's a great interview.
America's Deadliest Prison. Where's America's Deadliest Prison?
In America.
Fine. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And it's the man's an idiot. It's 3:29. Still to come then, a game of band or roller coaster. Is it the name of a band? Is it the name of a roller coaster? You can win some meat. All of that in the